Penguin Audio presents I Was Told There'd Be Cake, written and read by Sloane Crosley. The Pony Problem. As most New Yorkers have done, I have given serious and generous thought to the state of my apartment should I get killed during the day. Say someone pushes me onto the subway tracks, or I get accidentally blown up, or a woman with a headset and a baby carriage wheels over my big toe, backing me into some scaffolding, which shakes loose a lead pipe, which lands on my skull. What then? After the ambulance, the hospital, the funeral, the trays of cheese cubes on foil toothpicks? Back in the apartment I never should have left, the bed has gone unmade and the dishes unwashed. The day I get shot in a bodega, buying cigarettes, naturally, will in all likelihood be the day before Laundry Sunday and the day after I decided to clean out my closet, got bored halfway through, and opted to watch sitcoms in my prom dress instead. I have pictured my loved ones coming into my apartment to collect my things, and I have hoped that it would only be lived-in messy. Bras drying on the shower curtain rod, muddy sneakers by the door. But that is never going to happen. My dust balls alone have a manifest destiny that drives them far beyond the ruffle of the same name. I like to think these hypothetical loved ones would persist in their devotion to dead me no matter what. They would literally be blinded by grief, too upset putting sweaters in boxes to notice that I hadn't dry cleaned them in a year. That is, until one of them made his or her way to the kitchen. "Where are you going?" my father would ask. "Packing up her bedroom's much too painful," my mother would tell him, choking back the tears. "I'm going to start on the kitchen."